Every character in anime has an element that is unique to it. More often than not, the element is a prop that adds to the character arc, and has its own story to tell. Think Naruto's headband, Tanjiro's earrings, Rukia's bankai, or Luffy's straw hat. These props that define cosplayers' favorite characters are also ones that are usually difficult to source. Props play a huge part in cosplaying. Most people resort to crafting it themselves, but end up erring too many times before they are finally able to somewhat figure out the correct techniques, materials and skills to craft it, says Dakshata Pawar, founder of city-based anime and gaming community, Mage Coven. Inspired by her own journey trying to figure out the art of crafting these, she collaborated with veteran cosplayer and cosworker Surya Srinivasan to introduce a basic to advanced 4-hour-long workshop. Participants use foam sheets to make helmets. At a previous workshop, I recently had the opportunity to learn how to make cosplay props from Surya. I felt like a complete novice. He taught me many simpler techniques with a lot of patience. So, I thought it is imperative to invite him to host a workshop with our community. The best part is that he doesn't gatekeep, a trait, which unfortunately is common in our community, Pawar reveals. With Srinivasan's guidance, she crafted her look as Rukia from Bleach, the key highlight being her sword no Shirayuki's Bankai, or sword, Dakshata Pawar as Rukia from Bleach, sporting sword no Shirayuki's Bankai or sword. Srinivasan, a former mechanical engineer, is a full-time cosplayer and cosworker, a professional who creates cosplay looks. I was a gaming enthusiast and started cosplaying in 2013 as something I'd do for passion. As I created many looks for myself from scratch, and friends started seeking my help in creating props or different elements of their look. Gradually, I took it up full-time, he says, adding that his skills as a mechanical engineer come handy. Cosplaying is a medium of expression, but more importantly for me, it is the way I learn problem-solving. It also fuels my knack for learning. Different cosplay looks require different skills, treatment, materials, and techniques. Once I solve the problems of figuring out the right material, for instance, I start learning techniques, like a certain kind of a stitch, to perfect the look, he shares. Srinivasan cosplays as Brimstone, from Valorant and Kratos from God of War Ragnarok. At the hands-on workshop, the cosplayer will begin with the absolute basics of cosplaying. Some people who are joining may be cosplaying for the first time. So, we will start with learning about building cosplay, different types of materials and tools that can be used and where they can be sourced across Mumbai, he reveals. The hands-on workshop will end with armor making. EVA foam sheets are a popular choice for prop making. But they can be a little tricky to handle and cut in order to make them into 3D models. We will learn the correct cutting techniques and understand pattern making, glues and gluing, priming and painting, and related skills. The workshop will also cover things to remember while cosplaying an M-dash, like moisturizing oneself properly before slipping into costume to avoid rashes caused due to perspiration. Srinivasan adds, students try on handcrafted helmets made of foam and the skills learnt in the workshop can be applied to making many more props. Participants will also learn how to use the prop, and how to maintain it. Cosplaying is picking up as a career. Those who love anime, gaming or comics, and wish to give this art of expression a try, must join us, Dakshata shares, and on tomorrow, 3 PM to 7 PM and at Satya Nagar, Boraspada Road, Borivali West, and log on to at Saida Skinkworks, for more on cosplaying, at mage.coven, for registration, and entry 700 rupees. Foam fact: the craft of making costumes and props from different kinds of foam sheets is called foam smithing. It involves various skills and techniques like cutting, heating, gluing and painting, and